Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And the Namath Arts Center in Park Rapids is open seasonally in the summers only. And we're checking in with the brand new executive director today, Nicole LaFleur, to find out about the upcoming exhibits, special events, and some new programs happening this summer. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for being here. What's happening at the Namath?
Oh, it's going to be such an exciting season over at the Namath Art Center this year. We currently have an incredible exhibit by an artist from Rochester who actually did a walk from Rochester to Bemidji last year, paying homage to her mother's own perilous walk from North to South Korea during the war. That is an exhibit called Walk for Hope and Peace by Kyung Jun. We also currently have a really interesting nationally recognized award-winning exhibit that is an interactive traveling exhibit done by the Minnesota Humanities Center and the Minnesota Indian Affairs Council and the Smithsonian National Museum. And that's called Why Treaties Matter, Self-Government in the Dakota and Ojibwe Nations. Really interesting stories. We've got some interactive videos. And we're hoping to have a party on May 25th in the afternoon where we get to talk about some of these issues, and we really hope everyone can come out and join us for that. We have a youth arts exhibit that's opening this weekend, having a talented group of high school art students from all over the region. So you can come on down and see their works and support our youth who are getting involved in arts all the way through the middle of June. And then starting in June, we're going to have a couple of incredible artists in our gallery space. Georgia Mrazkova is an award-winning Minneapolis-based artist whose work is just so nostalgic and dreamy and full of color and imagination. She says that her mystical imagery kind of represents psychological states, both culturally and personally. And I just love her work. You're just going to just love coming down to see her work up on our walls in June and July. And then later in August and September, we're going to have Andy Messerschmidt, who is an Ely-based artist who has shown extensively around the world. We're really lucky to actually to have him in our space this summer. He has over 900 works called the Agricult Series, and we're going to have some of those in our space. And they're big, bold, circular panels full of vibrant color and geometric shapes. And he says that these pieces depict the stimulation of the Earth's nervous system through acupressure applied by humans. Doesn't that sound interesting? It's just amazing. So you're going to love those pieces. They're very colorful and fun. But I got to tell you about a really special collaborative project that we have coming up that will be in our space from June through September that everyone's going to want to come and participate in. And that one is called Weaving Community Together. It's a collaborative project of two artists. One is a Minneapolis-based artist, Luisa Fernanda Garcia Gomez. She's doing a whole new series just for our space called Impossible Landscapes, and it's exploring the deep acceptance of those things we cannot control. Imagine that. And that's why she calls it Impossible Landscapes. Yeah. Her art is inspired by her years of growing up in Colombia during the years of conflict. And so they're bright and colorful and fragmented pieces. They're really stunning. And she is going to be collaborating with Bruce Engebretsen, a local and very beloved expert hand weaver, which many people who are listening probably know. He's going to take one of Luisa's work, and he's going to weave it into a tapestry on a 4-foot-wide Aubusson loom right in our gallery space for the whole summer. And so from June through September, visitors to our gallery are going to be able to watch both artists kind of go through their process of developing their works together. And the best part is Bruce is going to have a section of the loom dedicated to just a community project. So you can sit right next to him and learn how to weave. And Luisa is also going to have a wall dedicated to a creative expression of community members' own feeling of what impossible landscapes are. Hopefully by the end of September, we're going to have not only the final works of these artists all around our gallery, But these unique pieces that have been created through the many hands of our community together. So that is just going to be, it's just going to be such a fun exhibit. And it's going to be one of those exhibits that you can come back to over and over again and watch it grow, which is such a unique and exciting opportunity for us.
Yeah, that sounds great. That's Nicole LaFleur. She's the executive director of the Namath Art Center in Park Rapids, Minnesota. Nicole, you've recently moved back to your, is it your homestead?
Yeah, so basically, I mean, this is the place that I grew up, but I've been living abroad and over on the Pacific Coast for so many years, and we just made the decision last summer, kind of almost on a whim, that we're going to return to our family homestead and live here and take care of the property that my parents so carefully, you know, took care of all those years. And it's allowed me to really connect to my place of origin, and I've gotten reconnected to family and friends, and it's amazing the deep sense of community that I've found up here in northern Minnesota. And when I say northern Minnesota, I mean really the greater region. It is expanse means nothing in northern Minnesota. Driving an hour and a half is like a daily thing for many people when they're traveling to see family and friends and go to work or do whatever. So it's been so much fun to be back. I just love Minnesota and the people here. It's just, there's no place on earth like it.
There's a whole kind of movement happening of people moving back to their rural communities. It seems like I meet all kinds of people that have moved away and then returned. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, I think that connecting to, a sense of place and a place where you have a deeper connection than just your job or just, you know, the place that you end up because of other circumstances. It's kind of that idea of really integrating into your own life. And for me, it's, you know, also integrating it into my children's life and appreciation for history, but also looking forward and thinking, what can I do to make a difference and bring something special back to my community? And I think a lot of people, when they go away and they learn so many things from the world, being able to bring that back to their community and share that is really a special feeling.
Right. And you worked in the art industry when you were away, and you're bringing a lot of that knowledge back to the Namath. And so why do you think it is so important to keep artistic experiences accessible to people in all sizes of cities and in, you know, a variety of ages? What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, I grew up going to art galleries and museums and symphonies and concerts in the park and all of these kind of things. So I know the importance of the exposure to all different kinds of art forms. It really opens your mind. It gets you exposed to a bigger world. It triggers a whole different part of our brain. I mean, it's actually been proven that it boosts cognitive abilities. And it's something that absolutely everyone can enjoy. I mean, from, the youngest hand that can pick up a crayon, you know, and express themselves on paper to just all of our wonderful museum goers and art gallery goers around the world who really just kind of step out of their comfort zone to look at something that they don't understand and be able to just open your mind to that and experience it, explore it for yourself. I mean, it really exposes us to different perspectives, not just our own view of the world. Mm-hmm. It expresses our human reality. And it allows us to surround ourselves with creativity. But I also think that it inspires peaceful self-expression. It allows us to have mutual respect for each other. And for me, I feel like the Namath Art Center is a beautiful space. If you've ever been to our space, you'll know it's just a beautiful old building. And it's a great place to just gather the community, explore arts and culture, dabble in self-expression. And it really kind of gives us all a place where we can just enjoy each other's company and really just make it a favorite place to hang out in the summer.
Yeah, that's Nicole LaFleur. She's the executive director at the Namath Art Center in Park Rapids. The Namath is open Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 10:30 to 4:30 p.m. And it'll be
open
till September 28th now. So you're open for the season.
We are. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of really fun activities. Every second Saturday, we have our Second Sat Haps, a very popular event. We have music, poetry, dance, theater, book readings, the whole lot of it from 4:30 to 6. We're going to have receptions with our artists. And we have two special art classes for youth this year that are free to kids who RSVP because of a grant from the Region 2 Arts Council. And every single day that our gallery's open, kids can come and work on art projects right in our new Art Explorers Corner. So we're open and we're ready to have people come and explore art and enjoy it and get their hands dirty and enjoy just being surrounded by art. So I really hope people come and visit us.
That's awesome. Thanks, Nicole. The Namath is in downtown Park Rapids. And if you want to keep up with what's happening, it's Namath, N-E-M-E-T-H, artcenter.org online. Thanks a lot, Nicole. Have an awesome season.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.